Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Todd Said This. I am Todd Said, which is my views and news about culture. And before I do, I want to see if I can always introduce the family of OJ Simpson. As you know, OJ Simpson passed away of cancer. And, you know, despite all of the activity he's been through over the years, I mean, the man has proven himself to be a figure in all of sports history. So, rest in peace to him. And we're going to start things off with the talk. We'll be ending at the 6:15. That's coming this fall. And in order to make room for the new soap opera called The Gates, which is predominantly African American people. And you know, after I seen the talk from the first time, I mean, it was no doubt about it, it would try to jump up to the success that it is. And you know, it's right, it hasn't gone the distance like the review does, you know, what it's doing right now. I mean, we all know that this show will be remembered for all the good moments, all the qualities that has been given to us for almost 15 years. So, on that note, we're starting to put the rest for the talk. And while we are that, there was new sorts of discussion about, but that's probably going on time. They're doing a biopic on Chris Farley that's coming out pretty soon. And Josh Gad is going to be the director, I'm told. So let me tell you about Chris Farley. Chris Farley, this guy is a total comedic figure. And whatever movie he's been on, whatever TV show he's appeared on, especially SNL. I mean, as you know, some of you might know, he passed away on due to suicide in 1997. So, you know, we all look out for the biofilms coming out real soon. Last but definitely not least, if you're from my neck of the woods, you will notice that the building, two of the buildings have been torn down. The part of the Main Street Road is like a the code, in a sense, ever since the 20 that happened 3 months ago. So, I'm glad they had that back. Well, you know, not sure where they got the whole town back on or not. But if it is, I mean, it definitely worth it. And it is Autism Awareness Month, so a school aide in Colorado has been found hurting student with severe autism. And folks, let me tell you, autism can be somewhat of a dangerous thing, where it can also be a blessing. Well, you know, there's just some people that just can't take it. And I wish them nothing but the best. There's no extreme actions will take place. Well, anyway, that's going to do it for Todd Said This. He has a video version on later this weekend on YouTube. You might like this episode or any other episode of this podcast. You can go where you find podcasts, like Spotify Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Castro, etc., etc. He also gets you on social media. Yeah, on Facebook, X, TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram. So, you know like that. And if you're in the Bamberg area and you need a few lessons in computer keyboarding and slash basic internet use, I'm holding a class down at the Redwood Library on Wednesday from 2:30 to 4:30. So if you want to be a part of it, you have to bring your own laptop, and you can bring your notebook, just take notes. But until then, well, bye for now. Like I always say, we are all on, and I want to congratulate, all the folks that have been a part of the autism walk this past Saturday. And Nancy Foster, Van Foster, if you listen to this, thank you for recognizing me. It's been a pleasure.